So, what else is new?
Just shut the fuck up and eat your food.
Obviously, this was a joke, but I've seen plenty of times where, young women disrespect older men, and they do it with no problem at all. Like, they don't hesitate at all. Even though this man could have been a war vet, you know what I mean? He could have been a firefighter who spent his whole life saving lives. Look, women don't care about none of that. She's young and attractive, and she's gonna treat, well, attractive is debatable with this one, but I won't even go there. When women are young and think they're attractive, they feel like they can treat people however they want. It doesn't matter who it is. And these older men, they go to these places to try to get attention and validation from these sometimes young hotties. And they end up getting treated like just another simp. And I guess in a way, they are. That's why women don't respect men, because they're used to men being pathetic around them and giving them anything they want or ask for. So that's why these women don't feel compelled to respect anybody, even their elders, even people who are old enough to be their grandparents. And the crazy thing is, I know she thinks she is just so hot. I mean, nice bod, but the face ain't really hitting like that. And I usually don't talk about people's looks, but I'm tired of these fours and fives and sixes, wearing something tight or short or revealing, thinking they're a baddie. You're not a baddie. But she ain't gonna believe me. I'm one guy. She got 80 guys telling her that she is. No one would run a marathon if they weren't allowed to talk about it. That's a fact. I believe there's a lot of things people wouldn't do if they weren't allowed to show it off or talk about it. Let's see if I can think of something. Protest. That's definitely one. If you can think of some more, let me know in the comment section.
People are always asking me, how do I stay so motivated? And the truth is, I don't. I stay disciplined. You know, if I rely on my feelings to take me to the places that I want to go in the next 5 or 10 years, where the f*** am I going to be? That's why I don't rely on motivation. I don't do the shit I want to do when I feel like doing it. I do it every f***ing day. Because if I don't show up, who the f*** is going to show up for me?
Potty mouth. Very masculine. Do you think this woman has a man? I don't think so. I wouldn't want a woman who talked like this, especially on the internet. And I got a feeling we would be in competition. And any guy she get with would be in competition with her. Thanks for the motivational speech, though, Tuts.
Kylie Jenner didn't always look like that. She used to look like this. A nice, normal girl. And what she's done is convinced other nice, normal girls that she made her face go from this to this via a lipstick that only she sells.
Oh, yeah, now go for it. It's really easy to manipulate, young women who want to look pretty, who want to be seen as pretty. As my guy Austria D always say, they would wear clown noses if the right celebrities start wearing them. A huge part of the American economy is manipulating women to buy stuff they don't need. It's not shocking. Not shocking at all.
Just to let you in on something, I'm wearing that lipstick right now.
Do men choose us or do we choose them?
Food for thought.
I 100% believe that men choose us, and it really sucks because, ooh!
Why God do it like that?
As women, I feel like we like to think that we're the prize, and for a long time, I was, like, preaching, like, I'm the prize. But if we're being completely honest, and my cousin said this, a new pretty girl turns 21 every hour, like, probably every 3 minutes. But men are not successful overnight. So if you find a successful guy, and he wants to commit to you, he's the prize. So girls like to think they're irreplaceable, but when you're dealing with men with money, successful men in particular, high value men, girl.
It's always about money with them. It never fails. But I already knew what type of men she was talking about. She wasn't talking about most guys when she say men are the prize. But when you think about it, she don't think men are the prize. She think money is the prize. The man is just the in-between, just the bridge from her to the money. She don't even value those high value guys. She values the social status, the lifestyle, and the money. I think it's beautiful that these guys just rotate these dingbats and don't have much of a heart for them, because those women don't have much of a heart for the bottom 85% of the men. So F them. Let them get cheated on. Let them get played. That's what they get for being gold diggers and valuing the wrong things in life. It's God paying them back. It's their karma. She'll turn her nose up at a blue-collar worker, but at the same time, she just used as a warm receptacle for some rich guy's spunk. So who's really the trash?
Sometimes it sucks, though, because I literally feel like I'm Cinderella. Or wait, which princess is in the castle? Rapunzel. Sometimes I feel like I'm Rapunzel, just waiting for my Prince Charming to come save me in these 26 inches. Because as women, what else can we do? We can't propose to ourselves. It's up to the men to propose to us, therefore choosing us. Now, can we be selective with who we date? Of course. But ultimately, if we're looking for a form of commitment in marriage, that's up to the man. Don't get me wrong, though. I know I have things to offer that other women don't. And pussy will always be power. And I still do believe that every guy does have a dream girl. Like he has.
No, P is only power to dudes who pressed for it. P isn't really power for dudes who get laid on a regular basis. I don't think they get that. Or maybe they do. They'll use the P to manipulate the lower tier guys to pay for stuff for them or something, or run an errand for them. But they know they can't have that same leverage with higher value men. And that's why they always get cheated on and left, because there's nothing else there after you hit it a few times.
Specific type that he adores. And you could very well be that type for him. So I think we just need to be more realistic, us pretty girls, and keep in mind that, yeah, you're pretty, but there's a girl 5 minutes from now who's going to walk in prettier than you, if not as pretty. So yeah, men choose us. That's my opinion. What do y'all think?